Good morning to you from the sports team. We start off with cricket. South Africa clinched the two-match test series. Yes, shout louder.
It was a good result. Because it was tough at times, huh? We find a way to make it hard for ourselves.
Yeah. And you know, the result, just as they took that victory, I had just come out of the booth. They were like literally on the brink of doing it.
And then got the runs, yeah.
Yeah. It was great. It was a great thing to walk from here to the newsroom and see that everyone's happy.
Yeah.
I was confused, but then I realized what happened. But yeah, so the Proteas posted 615 in their first innings, including centuries from Ryan Rickelton, Themba Bavuma and Kyle Verena. The visitors were bowled out for 194 in their first innings, forced to follow on 421 runs behind from the first innings. Pakistan battled to 478 all out. South Africa, however, easily knocked off a target of 58 in just 7.1 overs to win the series. And then over to some football. Nottingham Forest earned a sixth successive Premier League win by beating Wolves 3-0. Morgan Gibbs-White, Chris Wood and Tao Awoniyi got the goals in. The club, the victory means Nuno Espirito Santo's team are level on points with second placed Arsenal in the table. And then finally, in some golf, world number one Scottie Scheffler has withdrawn from next week's American Express tournament to give his hand injury more time to heal. Now, the American cut his hand on broken glass while preparing Christmas dinner, for which he required surgery.
I mean, it's a really bad reason to miss out on a multi-million dollar prize, right?
Because of seven colors on Christmas. And Happy New Year. The injury forced him to withdraw from the season opening century, which Hideki Matsuyama won over the weekend. Scheffler, who won 9 titles last year, including the Masters, says he hopes to start his 2025 season at Pebble Beach Pro-Am, which starts on January the 30th. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.